I'm doing good, Jamila. How you doing?
So how was your off season? What'd you do? I know you went back to
the It was cool. Spent time with my family, spent time with my siblings before they went out to college. Basically I was in California, Arizona, most of the off season.
I saw you in the gym. Just what were you working on? What part of your game were you trying to improve?
All aspects. Whatever I can do to help my team get better. Everything. Handling, shooting, dribbling, defense, making sure my body is in shape. Just all the little things.
One thing Quinn has been super excited about are the different combinations that he can play you and Chris Dobson. What are you excited about in terms of working alongside Chris Dobson? How do you think you can help your game evolve?
He's been in the league for a while. Hell of a player, hell of a talent, call him a unicorn. He can, kill defenses inside out. I get to, try to feel this game out more during training camp and see how I can help him, how he can help me.
Kind of piggybacking off of that, you made that transition last season into a starter.
Yeah.
How do you kind of see your role being on this team this season?
Yeah. I feel like I'll, play a big part of what we're going to do. I don't know what that's going to be yet specifically, but whatever it is, I'm going to be at my best at all times.
When you had your exit interview from last season, you mentioned that you wanted to be a leader for the young guys. So what advice do you have to give to Asa Newell, who comes into this league as a versatile big like you do?
Just have fun. At the end of the day, have fun. He's in his hometown, Georgia, Atlanta. I just told him, enjoy it all, do it quite fast. I still remember my first media day years ago. I'm just telling him, you're going to have your growing pains, but no matter what, keep your confidence high and enjoy it.
Oh, you opened up a lot of eyes to some people once you stepped into that starting role last year. Was there as much time that you saw, was there anything within your bag that maybe you didn't necessarily get a chance to showcase that, and maybe you hope maybe this year you'll be able to break some of that out at least, or maybe you did, but not as much as you had liked too much?
To be honest, I don't know yet. When I came into that starting role, I didn't really know how well I could put the ball until I was starting to let it fly. So hopefully this year, I'm able to see what else I can do, how I can, showcase what I have.
Last year was like your career best playmaking season, and your offensive ability to pass on top of the game, shoot on top of the game, I think did a lot for the offense, especially in this game, in the starting role. Has there been any emphasis on the coaching staff or your own training sort of community to continue to develop as a facilitator as a big, because I think that's when you really struggle.
I've always been able to pass when I was younger, honestly. But, kudos to the staff. They let me go out there and facilitate more. Whether it's, hitting people in the corner, Dyson for his bad door cuts. Hopefully I can get, dudes like Nikhil Luke, Jalen back, some more looks, more bad doors.
Over the few years, these past few seasons, we've seen your game expand and you stretch the floor a whole lot more, being more willing to take a three-point shot and knock a three-point shot down. So that's changed how teams have had to defend you. Is that something that you're looking to continue to improve on, or is that something that you were working on this summer?
Honestly, I was looking at your hat, and I hate the Eagles. I was just so distracted, man. I'm a Rams fan, man. I hate the Eagles. But to answer your question, teams are gonna adjust. If I'm shooting the ball more, they're gonna, I started to realize, toward the end of the year, teams started to not leave me as a shooter, but close out. I just had to keep working on my craft, improving as a shooter, playmaker, and as I said earlier, all aspects of my game.
Thank you. about just some of the great things over the last few seasons? What has been like your life lesson?
Patience, you know? It's a long season. 82 games, you know, I've dealt with, you know, last few years, coaching changes, roster changes, health, you know, I'm not doing it all. So, go abroad, just gotta, you know, be patient with myself, be patient with, you know, whatever the situation is. And always, for me, see the best in the situation.
Oh, from one Ram fan to another, I want to ask, from a team defensive standpoint, obviously you got Nikhil here, and we talked about, you know, a lot about Nikhil and Dyson forming that formidable defense at the front court. But when you look at just you all's defense from the back court as well compared to what people expect from the front court, what do you look at? How excited are you about the totality of the team defense this season?
Yeah, we got ball hawks, you know, Dyson, Nikhil. You got Chris out back there, you know, figuring it all up. I think overall, like, I think this will probably be the most best defensive team coming into this year. You know, I'm optimistic that, you know, all of us are going to buy in to, you know, try to have a successful year on both sides of the court, not just team defense.
Yeah, I think I heard one of your teammates earlier say about, speak on how the team is hungry to get to that next level, which is to obviously not be playing for a play-in position. Is there a mentality that the team might be angry? Do you feel like the team should be angry to get into such a spot? Or just what is the overall mentality of this team? Is it under no circumstances must-do type of mentality you guys have?
I mean, I just feel like we're here to work. You know, we got a bunch of new guys coming in. We were here last year, so I think we're all just kind of buying into the success of the team. No matter what that is, you know, we all have our goals individually and as a team, so we just got to, you know, feel like definitely buy in.
I know that you guys haven't had your first practice yet, but what have you learned maybe off-court wise about your staffs and the key and the food? What have you given them to you?
Just, you know, great guys. Great guys that are, you know, ready to work, ready to, you know, be a hawk. Leave it at that. What you got for me, bro?
Hi, Jacob Toppin here. Who's your favorite teammate?
Not you. Not you. Luke. Yes. Hi, Luke.
Who's your second favorite teammate?
Not you. Maybe more than someone around here. What's up, Ellie? You good?
Jalen obviously has been through some injuries. He went through a similar type of situation. Injuries are a lot of times just bad luck. But what has his attitude been like as he's been going through? Has his spirit still been up?
Absolutely. You know, Jalen's a worker. He's humble, genuine. You know, he's excited to be out there and back playing. You know, over the summer, I was with him playing together a little bit. I'm happy to see him out there, happy with us. But, you know, I know he's dealt with so much, you know, injuries in his career. And, you know, I'm just praying for his health this year.